Nugget Life. This is the Daily Wrap. We're here every evening at 7 o'clock. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Number of things to talk about. We'll share with you some of our thoughts on 60 Minutes last night, especially what looks like the end has come.
You may want to go get the Gregory Ricks and Associates app if you don't have it already. Pull up the numbers charts because some history was made. Details will be had in the numbers segment. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. This dude across the table from me knows a boatload about money. More than I will forget. 504-260-0995. Because that's what this is. You realize we're a very helpful, educational, and sometimes angelic sideshow, but we are a sideshow. And by sideshow, I mean we have an attraction, a freak. And what's the definition of a freak, Gregory? Someone who has some sort of attribute that is so rarely found, it renders him unique, right? So your amount of knowledge, you're a freak. You're a freak because less than 1% of the population knows as much about finance and investing and money as you do. You are a financial freak.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, see, and so that makes me the carnival barker. I'm a freak's sidekick. But that's really what this whole show is all about. 504-260-0995. A financial freak and his happy little sidekick here. Hey, I want to start with something we didn't even talk about before the show. I intentionally springing this on you because this is crazy.
Great.
All right, so here's one headline, but you probably know more of the larger story once I spell out what the heck's going on here. A second Saudi prince has died in a 24-hour span. Now, one of them, Prince Mansour bin Mukarrin, I'm sure I'm saying that correctly, he died in a helicopter crash. I'm doing the air quotes for those of you not watching on Facebook and Periscope over there. He died in a helicopter crash near the Yemen border. And then Prince Abdul Aziz bin Fahd was killed in a firefight with authorities as they tried to arrest him earlier today, which is really kind of yesterday our time, but it was their Monday.
And who is in charge of the police?
Well, the Saudi royal family. Technically, the king is, but the king's 81. And the common conventional wisdom is his 32-year-old crown prince is basically the one running the show. It's his oldest son from his...
Oh, yeah. He is definitely running the show because...
So you're on board with that, too.
Yeah. And remember, this is a kingdom.
It's a kingdom, but the power is not fully vested in the kingdom. It's one of the worst things you can add to a monarchy. They in the 1979 Iranian Revolution, all the other clerics at all the other countries were like, hey, we have all this Islamic fervor whipped up. Why don't we just do a rebellion here? So the royal family in 79 split power with the clerics. You can control all this. We'll control all this. Just don't revolt. Just let us stay in power. They didn't want to turn into Iran. So this guy is trying to wrest power back from the clerics. But it's a monarchy / theocracy. Isn't that horrible?
Well, you know, it's interesting that Maria Bartiromo of...
Awesomeness?
Of the Fox Business show that she has, Mornings with Maria. And she was over there doing a finance conference. And I saw part of the interview she did with the king-to-be and how he's wanting to bring them to the present and be proactive in that way, just like letting women drive. And I guess that's caused a bunch of them to not necessarily like him. And some of the family and extended princes, and I don't know how many princes they have over there, a lot.
You want to know how many?
More than they need.
I Googled it before the show.
Okay.
15,000.
So you arrest a dozen of them. A couple get killed in incident. Everybody else is a darn prince over there, which means they're married to princesses, huh? How many?
They're making them into princesses. But here's the deal. Boy, once you're in the royal family, you don't have problems getting a date, do you? They're having a lot of procreation in the royal family. This is just over the last 100 years. Can you imagine how? Because you can just keep taking on wives and cranking out kids, and then those kids take on wives and crank out kids. It got pretty exponential pretty quick.
But there'd been rumblings and unhappiness about what the prince has been doing, or the king-to-be.
Crown prince.
Yeah, the crown prince, king-to-be. So, guess he got tired of little backstabbing and rumblings and unhappiness with the family, so they rounded a bunch of them up, froze their bank. You want to hit a prince where it hurts? Shut down his bank account. They did that today, too.
There's
But they're being held at where?
A royal house. Yeah.
The Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, they're literally being held at the Ritz?
Yeah,
oh,
I thought they're under guard at the
I thought
Ritz.
They were using a metaphor. I thought they were at a royal compound. And you really punish them by keeping them at the Ritz over there. I thought that was sarcasm. It really is the Ritz.
They do have to continue their lifestyle they're accustomed to.
Right. Are they complaining because this is basic cable? And they're probably raiding the mini fridge, just going nuts on the $6 bottle of water. Here's the deal, though. This guy, the crown prince, Ben Salman, 32 years old. He is the youngest guy that's in charge of a military out there, basically. And hey, more power to him. But I like a lot of the reforms he's doing. Now, in addition to the two princes dying, 40 have been arrested in the last week.
So that leaves them, what, 14,900 and...
Yeah, look, most of those guys aren't in a position of power. But the ones that are, they're just notoriously taking kickbacks and bribes and... You know, they're corrupt because there's no consequences to it.
Well, you know, there's been some trouble where some was executed. We've talked about it on the show in past years.
Yes,
where
this
they
year.
Thought they were above the law and they go whack somebody or caught her fooling around, killed her. Well, you can't go doing it. Oh, or the prince fooling around, misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
Having shootouts with people after the nightclub, so just executed him. But there's been a number of those. I would think that would get you in line.
So this guy is also the guy that is talking about, he's trying to put this together, although The Economist did a write-up on it and said it's a basket case right now. He's trying to take Aramco private, and that is the...
But it's the
oil company, the national oil company,
the midstream
of Saudi Arabia.
Part of it, not the upstream. You know, the reserves aren't for sale. It's the facilities.
Are you talking about like the actual pumping operations? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Transport.
The refining is
crud.
They're not going public with what they have in the ground. It's the midstream, the stuff that does the changing it to something else and moving it on.
No, that sounds like a lot less reason to be optimistic. I thought he was taking the whole thing public.
No.
Oh, I was about
that's what I thought originally as well. And I said, that can't be. And actually, it wasn't.
Well, that kind of changes my perspective here. Now,
oh, I'm sorry.
Well, the guy is a mixed bag because on one day he is arresting a cousin of his, you know, another prince who was in a bribery kickback scheme with the guy who's the prime minister of Lebanon who just got kicked out. And so he looks like he's doing good. And then the next day, he'll allow women to drive. Hey, we're doing great. And then the day after that, he'll get in an argument with a Russian billionaire and buy a yacht for 500 million euros in one day. And you're like, wait a second, maybe he's not attached to the real world. But look, this is the state right here that hinges the world's oil market, probably the most important commodity we have going on right now.
And oil was up again today?
Yeah, we'll get to that in the numbers.
Okay.
You want to do Luke and Metairie?
Absolutely.
All right. To the phones we go. Angie, can you pull up Luke and Metairie? You're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I have a small business advertising question. I know you guys advertise, and I'm wondering what your results are, or if you know anything about the online advertising. I'm in insurance, and I'm considering doing like Facebook ads or Google AdWords, like the pay-per-click, and I'm wondering what I would be better off if I have, like, let's say, $1,000 ad budget. you know, should I be in print or should I be online? Should I be using social media, pay-per-click? I mean, what do you recommend or what have you guys heard about?
$1,000 a month, $1,000 for the rest of the year,
or $1,000
for next year at first?
No, $1,000 per month, and it'll grow if my ROI is right on it.
I think you should use digital media. You need to do some learning. You need to do some reading so you can learn everything you can about it. What you need to also think of is you're in the marketing business. You need to figure out how to become a marketing guru. So you need to be great at the digital side. And I'll clue you in on something else. I think you should use radio. Those two are going to be your most cost-effective means of advertising.
Really? Radio?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess I'm calling you. That makes sense. I hadn't even considered it. Everything's so much with the digital age, but I guess, you know, if people download a podcast, it
tell
is
them
kind
the stats
of like
about radio, James.
We reach 93% of, or potentially 93% of America every week. That's more than TV. That's more than Facebook. There's no other medium that has a larger reach. But
is your return on investment, you think, even better too? I mean, because the reach is one thing, but does it turn? What's my conversion rate? You know, that's my main interest. Am I getting?
Well, look, I can't promise you anything, but for a lot of businesses, they have tried radio and TV, and they'll quit advertising on TV and just stick with radio. And if you listen, especially to something like a certain football games, you'll hear the advertisers that are only on radio and they're not aren't anywhere else. But it's business to business.
Look, when you get to ROI, what you're looking for is what's effective, what's efficient, what works. I'm telling you what I know that works, and I've done. I'm pretty much a master of marketing. I do a lot of things well, but if I'm going to spend a lot of money and I'm going to market my business, I'm going to climb all the way on that mountaintop and shout out what I do, I want to make sure I'm heard. Now, that means you test, because you've got to be critiquing it, changing it. You can't just do it and say that it works, and it may take time for it to work. You can't just do it 90 days, say, well, that isn't working. Test, and then test some more.
Thank you very much, Luke. Good luck, man. I'm James Parker, 504-260-0995. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Coming up next for our friends at Jefferson Performing Arts Society is Disney's The Lion King Jr. at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Gregory Ricks here. JPAS Theater Kids Program is guiding children to develop their artistic talents from acting to singing to set building and dance. Disney's Lion King Jr. is next weekend only. For our tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app, or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
There's a gentleman came in a couple weeks ago, and he's debating whether or not to retire. He's thinking about retiring so he could start his pension. Why? Because it's not fully funded. It's likely to go bad down the road. He says, I'd like to start getting my full check now. And no, I don't want to retire, but he's part of a union, and now he's going to go do non-union version of the job. Not as quite as good benefits, but he's like, I said, yeah, we would need to turn on this pension as soon as possible, because you're getting a haircut on it somewhere down the road, and you've got to build up savings, and he has a 401k to make up for the gap that is coming. So what you need to look into is, how is it funded?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. Welcome back to Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. Yeah, we'll even answer marketing questions, but we do like talking about mutual funds, variable annuities, fixed stocks, bonds, exchange-traded funds, Social Security checks, whether or not that lump sum pension. The phone number is 504-260-0995. The Gregory Ricks app, email Gregory at gregoryricks.com, 504-260-0995. You know, you were asking me, well, what do you tell them in a minute and a half? And actually, you've got a minute's worth to share with them as well, because what we see is a lot of what people do wrong. And before you jump into digital media, radio, TV, billboards, flyers, newspaper, mail, and all that stuff doesn't work, and it depends on what you're trying to do as well. But what is something they absolutely have to nail?
They have to nail how they show up. And we're talking about Luke from Metairie, just called in, and he's got a little insurance business that's just getting off the ground, and he's making enough money where he wants to market $1,000 a month. But before you spend any of that $1,000 a month on getting the word out, whether it's radio, whether it's on a directed Facebook ad, or you're trying to buy Google keywords, before you start driving people to your brand, make sure your brand appears spotless when they go there. That means, is your website not only there, is it perfect? Does it look new? Does it look like a college kid wrote it in 2002? Does it have animated GIFs on it and embarrassing? Because the thing is, we see people come in and then they'll drop a ton of money on advertising, but their website, if a customer goes there, they're less likely to capture that customer. In fact, they may be driving people away because they're like, oh, man, I thought this was this big professional outlet, and it looks like some guy who's just doing this on the side out of his garage. If you need an app, if your business depends on an app, you better already have it, and it better be perfect. But your Facebook page, is it perfect? Do you have the Facebook page for your business? And is it full of good content? Do you have some good videos up there, good pictures up there, things people can scroll through? How do you show up on Twitter? Do you need anything on YouTube? What about LinkedIn? Do you have all of this stuff ready? And your marketing dollars should not be spent on the external until your internal is pristine, if that makes any sense. And then we see problems happening on the other end, where once you get them in, if you don't have good service, if you don't have nice people answer the phone, if you don't answer the phone, you know, if it just rings and you're hoping on voicemails that you're going to call back later, that might be something you want to catch up on. And then ultimately, if the service or good you're offering isn't spectacular, there is no amount of excellent advertising that is going to make your business successful. If you got a restaurant with bad food, or if you're a mechanic who can't fix cars right, save it.
Oh, we were talking about that at lunch today. You know, we were kind of talking about location. Location's important, but it doesn't have to be the primary thing. But if the food is good and the service is excellent, they will beat a path to your door and keep coming back. And that just goes, and that's not just food service. It's most anything. It's, you know, it's their first 10 seconds they see you. Are you dressed appropriately for what they're expecting? Does your office, your facilities, or your warehouse, whatever it is, does it look professional and to what they're expecting? Yeah. So we could go on for days just on this subject.
Because we're a marketing business. That's one of the things we do. And every businessman is basically in the marketing business. Unless you're an undertaker or a hospital, you're probably, you know, there's
business
a little bit of
marketing.
Anyway. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of 60 Minutes, and last night was a couple of impactive segments, and of course you had this, the third segment was about this little girl, genius, just, all I can describe her as genius, she's not Mozart, she's herself, which probably could be better than what he ever was. With that said, that's not what we're talking about. The main one, and there was two really good segments for you to go online at 60minutes.com. Just Google it. The first one was about Puerto Rico. And what really struck me is they're 45, 46, 47 days in without electricity. And it turns out their power company was broke, overspending money, and I think it was run by crooks and people that didn't know what they're doing. With that said, they were having major problems before the storm hit, and then the storm has basically knocked down every tower, most every pole. What? How many thousand poles did they say they needed? 90,000? Some. It was unbelievable number.
I think it was 48,000 or something like that.
It was
crazy.
And it's all got to be brought in by sea, of course.
Yeah, you can't fly it in, but it was those big old high tension lines. Those towers were all crumpled up and fell over.
Yeah, and that's kind of the serious grid that they got to wrap the island with to start going to the other things. And they said they'll get electricity going in a few months and maybe get it all done by next summer. But when you're looking at this and you're kind of say, what, you know, if things just go to Hades in a handbasket, you know, the grid goes down, because here's what's happening over there. Okay, the grid's down, so you don't keep food cold. There's no cold water. There's no ice. There's no gas pumping. There's no people going to work. They're not making mortgage payments. There's nobody paying car payments anymore. They're not paying taxes. There's no tax revenue for the government. There's no auto sales. There's nobody going to school. Should I keep going? Because it all has ceased. And what's the primary reason? Electricity's gone. It just stops everything. And that's and they were showing some of the streets at night. It's a scary place. And what's the busiest place there? The airport. People are getting money best way they can and getting on airplanes. And where are they headed? Florida, Texas. Yeah, headed to the U.S. But you're kind of looking at what, when you kind of think about, and I didn't see anybody carrying around gold bars doing deals. There are no deals to be done.
Were they doing them in silver?
No, not in silver.
It's weird.
And they weren't walking around with their dividend checks from those metals either, were they? But when you think about it, has all come to a screeching halt. And if you're worried about what is doomsday, what does the end look like, go watch that episode. It has come to an end. And what's the most precious quantities? Canned food and water, which is difficult to get there. So I just thought that was an eye-opening segment right there. Thoughts, James?
Give it two more months and let's revisit this, because if it's not fixed and fixed fast, we're going to be telling some horror stories. I think the human spirit and endeavor, you know, has about a 90-day window before people start freaking out. All right, I want life to come back now. Like, lucky for them, they don't have a winter.
Yeah, so a lot are, and people are throwing in the towel every day as it's going, but at some point, it's just like a total, like, what are they going to do?
Well, and then the other report on that, not quite as scary, but if you live in San Francisco, you might want to be concerned.
That crazy thing, and what really struck me is the two dudes that had obviously spent millions on their penthouse, rolled the marble across the floor. It rolled one way and then started racing back the other way and just kept going. They grabbed their stuff and left.
So there's a gigantic tower in downtown San Francisco, right in the heart of the most expensive real estate America has to offer, except for Manhattan. And it's leaning.
And it's 17 inches on one side. It has sunk.
That's bad. Okay, and there's all kinds of structural problems, and the problem is, how do you unwind this? You can't demolish it because you wouldn't be able to contain the debris. It has a buildings adjacent to it on three sides, basically.
It has to be taken apart if that's the answer. One of them say, oh, we could really figure out how to drill down the bedrock. That's right. They did not drill down and put the foundation to bedrock. It's on some sort of sand. I don't know. A long time ago, you know, San Francisco burned down. Who knows what it's built on, but it's a cement building, not a steel building, and it is heavy as a building can get.
They're going to take it apart brick by brick from the top down. But
chunk by chunk.
But the question is, who pays for it?
The builders didn't make that kind of profit.
Who has the liability insurance over this thing? Is that a PNC issue?
Is that really covered?
Luke.
For that long?
Luke, call us back. Luke Metairie. If you wrote the policy on that building, would you have to cover the dismantling of it? Because they're going to take one cinder block at a time and send it down the service elevator. That's what they're going to have to do. It was an incredible story.
Joe Montana is one of the condominium owners.
He's got a space in there?
Yeah.
Joe, I missed that part. What a mess these people get themselves into. All right. Hey, the number segment's coming up. If you want to play along, I usually tell you to go to GregoryRicks.com and under the Winning at Life tab, pull up the number segment. But you can also go to the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, which you should have on your phone anyway. Go under the Winning at Life section. And the bottom one there says the numbers. You can pull it up on your phone and you can look at the exact same charts and graphs we're going to be looking at in the next segment. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you can give us a call like Luke did, 504-260-0995. That's 504-260-0995. Or, you know, you can get the app from there. You can just call by pushing a couple buttons, or you can send us a text message via the app, whatever you want to do. All right, so get those questions in. Let's get ready for the numbers, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I have a first mortgage. I have an $81,000 line of credit. What would you suggest for me to do?
We'll talk and I'll walk you through everything and show you what your options are and really make you feel comfortable and let you hold on to that retirement, Miss Nancy. I don't want you to be using up all your money to live in a free and clear house. Then you're strapped. You're poor. You're eating ramen noodles. I want you to live in your house and be able to eat steak.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Tracy from Dwell Nola Realty.
Now, if you're an investor, cash is king, period, all day long. If you walk in saying, I have a loan, and you're up against cash buyers, which most likely you will be, they're going to go for the cash.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com. Welcome back. Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's what we do on live talk radio. 504-260-0995. I'll go it again a little slower. 504-260-0995. Hey, guess what?
What?
I think we're slowing the rush to drill. Since peaking at 958 operating oil rigs nationwide as of Friday, and the number and that rig peak was 728 of this year. July 28th was the peak on that Friday. The number of oil rigs in use in the U.S. has declined in 11 of the last 14 weeks, including the last 5 weeks in a row, to 898 rigs operating this past Friday.
But the price has gone up above 50 and stayed there for a little bit. So what's...
Well, I credit that to the Crown Prince reshaping things. I think they're taking them a little more serious over there now.
Good point. That's big instability, I should say, in the oil world. Let's just go ahead and jump into the numbers.
Okay.
The numbers.
Hey, welcome to the numbers segment. This is where we give you the snapshot of what happens in the markets today. And as we've asked the question so many other times during this recent run up here, was history made?
Yes.
Oh, we did. We continued running. There we go. There it is. You're right.
Even
there
if
it goes.
You didn't know, that's a safe answer this year.
The markets are still running. This bull is still going. It hasn't ended yet. History was made again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up, and it was an inchworm. It was 0.04%. It was just 9 points up, but hey, that's enough for history. So the new all-time record high at the Dow Jones Industrial Close, 23,548.42. So there it is. That's the history-making number. S&P, history as well. It was up 0.13% today, 2591. There's a new historic number there. The NASDAQ was up a third of a percent, 6,786.44 is its all-time record high. Let's just go and jump down to commodities here. Or, no, you want to do treasuries?
Yeah, let's. Keep in order.
Okay. I want to get back to that oil.
U.S. 10-year Treasury off 232nd, so the yield's moving down to 2.325%. So that puts the 30-year mortgage at 3.87.
No way.
30-year fixed mortgage, 3.87. A week ago, it was at 3.94. So not only did it peak at 4% recently, now it's moved back below 3.9.
What a steal. Still.
Absolutely. Crude. You're wanting to talk about crude. Not only have we surpassed $56 a barrel, We've checked in at $57.22. Slightly down after market.
That's, and rig counts are down. That's going to change next week, isn't it? You know,
yeah. If it goes up here, that's about to change direction. Going to have it increase for 5 weeks in a row instead of declining. But that's 57. It's been a while since we've seen it at that price.
You know, that's an interesting chart over here on the numbers page, GregoryRicks.com. Basically, since what, the second week of October, it's been on a run up and only had two sideways pauses. There hadn't even been any real downward movement. But $57. Sounds kind of expensive. We finally broke through that 55 ceiling that it bumped up against earlier this year.
Yeah, it's had a nice run the past few weeks there. That is some sweet crude.
Well, I don't know if it's the sweet crude or if it's the corrupt princes in the House of Saud that are getting cleaned up. Remember, 40 princes arrested in this recent sweep, two of them dead. That's crazy talk. We don't really have a whole lot of deaths.
And we haven't had supplies shrinking anything significant either on that. Let's see. We're at gold at $1,280.20 per ounce, and silver is above $17. It's at $17.16 per ounce.
You want to move over to the short sheet here?
Yeah, but I'm going to let you roll on that first, but I've got an interesting one to ask you about.
Well, we saw the VIX break down to its all-time record low toward the end of last week. It got down, I saw it at 9.01. It bounced back a little bit today, but this is still ridiculously low. If only we could figure out how to monetize this. You know, we know it's going to go up, but we haven't found a good ETF to track it in proper time. With the proper timing. But other than that, it was a mixed bag, but I see more red than positive on the short sheet here.
Let me go back to that because I had to pull up the other comment I had. Let's see.
What are you looking at,
well,
Vixie?
No. Vix? You'd never guess what I'm going to bring up here shortly. Yeah, gosh, Harley was off 4%. We had Qualcomm, which isn't on our sheet, but that was a significant mover today. I think we had a bounce where Fox and Disney are in discussions.
Oh, I saw that. Fox wants to sell them everything but the network, Fox News, and Fox Business.
They're like, oh, marriage made in heaven. Well, I don't know about that. Those things don't always ask. What's AT&T and who just...
Time Warner?
Yeah.
Or DirecTV?
Well, and I think the Verizon thing's not going well either.
The AOL Time Warner didn't go so well because AOL's obsolete. 20 years ago, everyone had it. Now, literally no one has it.
Gosh, to build something that's going to go away. Well, that's... Steve Jobs predicted that about what they do now, and... Heard somebody commenting the other day about, you know, the 10 and everybody lining up and, oh, it's a great thing to pay $1,000 for that phone. Everybody says, I don't know. I've not looked into it. I'm happy with my, what is a 7 plus or whatever, 7.95 plus. They're one trick pony. Really? What does Apple make? What's it? What's their deal?
Computers? Well, phones, it's a computer.
Yeah, it's handheld computers is what they do. And if they quit making those or somebody just re-revolutionized that, they're done. But they're on the way to be a trillion-dollar company before it goes away on that sense. So you ready? Do you have any other on your short list you want to mention?
Nothing exciting, no.
Weight Watchers. Well, Amazon was up almost 1%. Back to Weight Watchers. Have you looked at the one-year chart on that dude?
I saw it did good today. Is that not on our short list anymore? It used to be. No, it's not. I took it off.
Yeah, back on January 9th, it was priced at $11.24.
Now what?
Closed at $44.80 today.
Oh, okay. I remember when...
And it's been sideways for a couple months, but, you know, we've just not talked about it for a while. And all of a sudden, I look back and, like, up through August, it was roaring. You know, fizz was fizzing everywhere as a climber.
And fizz we was just, fizzing.
And this one crushed it up. You go from 11 bucks a share to 44 bucks a share in, what, 9 months?
I mean, that's nice, but look where it was before Oprah bought it. It was up around 80 bucks a share in 2012.
Well, just rain on their parade for this year.
Well, then, look, and then it went all the way. It was collapsing like a black diamond ski slope in Vail. And then when it peaked out at the end of 2015-ish, Oprah bought it that year. Didn't she get it in October, or she bought into it in October 2015?
Back in January of 2013, it was 63 a share. So, yeah, it's seen better days, but like 2015.
Well, look, it's not only can you put on the weight, but can you keep it on for Weight Watchers? You don't want them to be taking off any more weight. You want them to gain, and that's not what Weight Watchers does well. It's a yo-yo stock. Feast or famine? Any more jokes I can make here?
No, let's see how their competitors did.
What's their is there a stock for vegetables?
Nutrisystem, Medifast.
Exercise, that's probably their biggest competitor.
Oh, Nautilus. They were off a little bit today. You ask, and there it is, Nautilus.
There you go.
NLS.
Hey, you want to have fun with the Dow stocks that were in there in 1957?
Yeah.
We never did get to do that segment on Saturday.
Oh, we missed a butt. We ran out of time. We only had 3 hours, and we ran out of time.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And, yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Coming up this weekend for our friends at Jefferson Performing Arts Society is a special performance in honor of Veterans Day. Gregory Ricks here. Sunday, JPAS presents the Marine Corps Band. Don't worry, it's a noon kickoff. So after the football game, head to JPAC for a free concert at 4. No tickets required. For more info, call JPAS at 504-885-2000, the JPAS app, or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Definite Banking. What's your take on that?
I have a tax question. We haven't filed in 4 years.
My wife and I both have separate 401 accounts. Could I consolidate that money?
What's Gregory's thoughts on where to fix my money?
I got myself overwhelmed in credit card debt.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
My IRA is a Roth. It doesn't perform as well as I'd like it to.
Roth is a tax classification. It's not an investment vehicle. You're not having problems with it because it's a Roth. You're having problems with it because of the investment choices inside of the Roth. You can roll your Roth to another account. The Roth is tax favored, so you're supposed to leave it intact age 59 and a half. So it's not different than any other qualified money. It just has one really awesome benefit is that it grows tax deferred and comes out untaxed and doesn't go on the 1040.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. We're back, winning at life, daily wrap, through paying those bills. Give us a call, 504-260-0995. We can talk about that pension lump sum. Too much taxes? You want out? Might not have to pay taxes in Puerto Rico. But we'd rather talk about mutual funds, variable annuities, maybe what's wrong with them. ETFs. How about figuring out what you're going to need for retirement? 504-260-0995. What you got next, James?
Here it is. I found the video. This is the robots that pick up the food now. There's in the UK, their online grocer has a different robot system. Is it showing it yet?
Oh, it's showing.
Yeah, there it
it's
is.
Showing it. That's
pretty
is,
smooth, right?
That is something.
This rhetoric about bringing
and it
jobs
picks it up from below.
Yeah, I guess we don't need the audio. But a milestone was reached when the online grocer out of UK, their biggest online grocer, it's called Ocado, which doesn't sound British, but O-C-A-D-O. When they started 10 years ago, they said, we need a baseline. We have a item of 50, the 50 most common grocery items, and we'll send a guy out to the grocery store to go pick up them up as fast as he can. And it took the guy about 2 hours to put together the box of 50 items to get it all shipped and ready to go. Now their machines can do it in 5 minutes. And it was an evolution. Instead of having the mouth-breathing minimum wage guy run around and pick up stuff off the list, then they tried trolleying around a guy who knew where everything was, kind of. And that was a lot faster. But now they have robots that bring the groceries to the packager. And much like you've probably seen the YouTube videos of the Amazon warehouse, this guy's just picking up something off a shelf and dropping it in a box. That robot goes away and brings the next one. But instead of, like you see at the Amazon warehouses, the robot going under the shelf and elevating it, these robots are on a grid over the shelves, and it just picks up the basket under them. And if that doesn't make sense, I am linking this on our Winning at Life VIP group as we speak, because I know someone's going to ask me about that, and I can say, this is why you got to join the group, dude.
Yeah, it looked a little chaotic, though, or far-fetched.
To our feeble human brains?
Yes.
Of course it does, but to the artificial intelligence super computing abilities, that looks probably glorious.
Here's something else. I we'll have to let this soak in and see where it is we are going, but 111.4 million households that existed in the United States on September 30th, 2009 were split between 75.3 million owners and 36.1 million renters. The 119.1 million households in the United States on September 30th of this year were split between 76.2 million owners.
Almost the same?
Almost the same. And 42.6 million renters, which is a big difference.
So
most of the increase of households has gone to renters.
Yeah, basically the only ones.
Yeah.
That's not very heartening there, is it, Gregory? Because we're not renting more so these days because we're nomadic and we're less, you know, stable in where we're going to be. We're doing it because you just can't afford to buy, huh?
Yeah, could be part of it. Not as lenient rules on getting money, even though they have a number of programs as well. So there's a number of things that are probably tie in to that, but it's just interesting.
All right, I'm putting on my nerd glasses, Gregory.
Okay.
We're going to go back and look at the Dow 30. It was cool when we did a little history making jaunt at the end of last week, but just kind of show you the transient nature of how things are always changing in the business world, and top 1% is not the top 1% for long. This is crazy. June 1st, 1959. This is about the halfway point. Did we do the ones that were in the Dow 30 the day before or the month before the crash of 1929? I think we might have done that.
We did do a list. Was that the list?
Yeah, I think that was the last. Well, I know we did the first one. I think we did do the last. Let's go to the halfway point. Let's go to 1959. June 1st, 1959, the top 30 stocks in the Dow. Allied Chemical Corporation, Aluminum Company of America, American Can Company. Hey, they've got that building over in Mid-City. The American Telephone and Telegraph Company. I've heard of them. The American Tobacco Company, Anaconda Copper Mining Company, Bethlehem Steel Corporation, Chrysler Corporation, DuPont, De Nemours and Company, Eastman Kodak Company, ha ha ha, they're gone, General Electric Company, General Foods, General Motors, Goodyear, Tire and Rubber Company, International Harvester, International Nickel Company, International Paper Company, Johns Manville Corporation, Owens Illinois Inc. I don't even know what that is. Procter & Gamble Company. Sears Roebuck & Company. I wonder if they're still on the list, Gregory. Standard Oil of California. Standard Oil New Jersey. Swift & Company. Texaco Incorporated. Union Carbide Corporation. United Aircraft Corporation. United States Steel Corporation. Westinghouse Electric Corporation.
Woolworth.
Yeah, and Woolworth made it on the list. Dropped from the Dow that year. American Smelting and Refining Company.
So that must be steel.
Lead, yeah. Any of your heavy metals. Corn Products Refining Company, National Distillers Product Corporation,
and there's the steel company.
Yes.
Dropped that year.
All right. So just an observation here is the way we've seen the evolution so far from the original in 1896 through this to what we kind of know is going to be in there today. We're moving up the technological scale. It's less about metals and railroads and farming these days, and it's more about tech and things that didn't even exist in 1959. You know, we're kind of on top of that. It doesn't mean anything to be able to harvest a bunch of corn, or it means very little to be able to harvest a bunch of corn or make steel these days. That's something we used to do. Like, check this. My favorite example here, Eastman Kodak Company. I don't even think they're in business anymore, Gregory. Didn't they go out of business?
That was catching my attention as well. So,
I know they don't make film anymore, or last I heard they don't make film. I think I have seen like a Kodak flash drive. I think I bought flash drives that were made by Kodak before. And I may have seen a Kodak TV, although I don't know if they still make it. But look how much the world has changed in 1959. How many of these companies are still on the list? I think just four, five, because AT&T would still count, American Telegraph Telephone. I think five here. All right, am I moving on to 87?
Yes.
All right, I'm just going to read these off real quick. Notice what was missing there that you're about to hear. Like Exxon. Exxon's in the 1987 list. They weren't around in 59. They weren't kicking butt like that. The Allied Signal Incorporation, Aluminum Company of America, still there. American Can Company of America. Look, check that out. They're still there from the 1959 list. American Express Company, that's new. Credit cards. There's AT&T again. Bethlehem Steel. Boeing, that wasn't there. Chevron, that's a new guy. Eastman Kodak, still on the list. Exxon, General Electric, General Motors, Goodyear. IBM shows up. International Paper Company, McDonald's Corporation, Merck, Coca-Cola. There's DuPont again, Minnesota Mining Manufacturing, Navistar International Corporation, Philip Morris, Procter & Gamble, Sears Roebuck, Texaco, Union Carbide, United Technologies, USX, Westinghouse Electric, and Woolworth was still on the list in 1987. And then here's the tell-all. This is the latest change. The last time we had a change in the Dow was March 19th, 2015. And they only had to change it because one company got replaced. AT&T dropped off the list in 2015, and it was replaced by Apple. Apple wasn't in the Dow. Now it's the biggest stock and one of the most valuable companies the world's ever known. It wasn't even on the Dow 30 until 2 years ago. So 3M, American Express, Apple, Boeing, Caterpillar, Chevron, Cisco. That's a new one. Coca-Cola, DuPont, Exxon, General Electric, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, Intel, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan, McDonald's, Merck, Microsoft, Nike, Pfizer, Procter & Gamble, Travelers Company, United Health, United Technologies, Verizon, Visa, Walmart, Walt Disney Company. There you go, Gregory. What do you think about that?
I think putting together a portfolio and forgetting about it for a decade or longer can do you harm. Oh, I inherited them from my great-grandpa. Well, he bought them because they were relevant at that time, but he probably didn't intend for you to hold them if they're going to go away in value. That's where I see it happen all the time when people bring portfolios over. They just, oh, well, it's great. It used to be great stuff. What happened? Nobody was watching it.
All right, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. If you need any further financial help, call the office, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Have a good one.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.